Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tape Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And me, Craig Hazel, but with a cold, unfortunately, is my altered voice. For those of you listening for the first time, I don't usually sound like this, I promise. But we are in the midst.
You usually sound a little bit less sexy, I think.
Do you think so? Do you think it's
a
sexier...
less sexy.
Is this a sexier sound?
It's the sexiest you've ever been.
Oh, that is...
And that's saying something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thankfully, listeners can't see me.
You wear very tight jeans. Yeah, true.
And I can blame international football for this malady and sickness, because it feels like ages since we've had Premier League football. That's what we're here to talk about. Fantasy Premier League, fantasy football back very soon, finally. I know we do it every time, but international football, it really is shit, isn't it?
I hate it. So boring. I just can't even try to get... Like, we watched the England game in the pub.
We did, yeah.
And it was so difficult to get behind it. Like, people were cheering on England and we were just getting angry with them. We're like, all right, mate, chill out. They're fucking shit. Oh, it was annoying. But yeah.
That isn't far off it. There was a lot of people in the pub just going, oh, blood, Sturridge, do, but like, you don't care, mate. None of us care.
No, exactly. Stop potato. It's not 96 anymore.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating. Any time anybody did anything, every time Rooney touched the ball, he just fucking like crossed it over to the other side.
Yeah.
And any time he did anything that looked like it was half good, the commentator like really like enthusiastically went, oh, Rooney did a pass. It's going to be all right.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
Yeah, rubbish.
But no, obviously, England.
It's all about the Prem.
It is, and the only thing international football is worrying for, obviously, is injuries. But no one really has any England players. I noticed this. I thought about this the other day. I looked at the England lineup and thought there aren't many of them that I'd actually have in my side, which says a lot,
that's
doesn't
a good
it?
Point, isn't it? Actually, yeah. That's
I mean,
true.
Dele Alli is presumably very high picked still.
Yeah.
But other than that, and maybe the fullbacks, Walker, Rose, you know, Klein if he plays, but. There aren't many in the front. No one's got
Sterling.
No one's got Sturridge, have they? Sterling's not starting, so.
But he's picked up. Him and Aguero have both gone yellow.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. Let's talk about it now, because I know ordinarily here we'll go through all the fixtures, and we're still going to talk about the last set of fixtures and the performances in them, etc. But Aguero going yellow kind of transcends all news in fantasy football, doesn't it?
It was one of the biggest things in the world earlier when we noticed it. Yeah, a lot of people just going, he's gone yellow. What does this mean? How yellow's he gone? All we can say is he's extremely yellow and we're lighting a candle for him at the moment as we speak.
And we send our wishes.
During the Trump-Clinton debate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they stopped proceedings and went, hold on. Sorry, news just in. Sergio Aguero's gone yellow. And everyone went, no. They were like hugging each other, Democrats and the other ones.
Is there anything hold on a minute. We've got a question coming through. Oh, no, but... Trump and Clinton have both got Ibrahimovic instead.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
part of the 56%.
I think it's the one.
Ibrahimovic.
It's the one topic that could unite them. They could have gone, no, seriously, this is a problem. We need to work out what we're going to do here. If he goes orange, then let's stop the election if he goes orange. And if he goes red, let's not even think about it.
If it's. While we're on the sort of discussion of this, if it's worth anything. Ben Dinnery, at Ben Dinnery on Twitter. He is, what would you say he is? Like, he's like
he,
some
I'd
kind
say
of...
He's
is he
guru?
Is he like the new Mystic Meg? Is that what it is? Guru. Not the new Mystic Meg. No, we'll go for Guru. He's, injury guru. Seems to know everything sort of before it happens. I'm not saying he's out there injuring players himself, but he certainly
well,
sort of
quite
knows
a theory.
A lot of shit. It is quite the theory. But he seems to think that Aguero, that could be a bit of an issue with Aguero and Lallana. Just throwing that out there because I tweeted in my team and I've got like five yellow players and I was like, what am I supposed to do? And he said I'd be most worried about Aguero and Lallana there. So
really?
There we go.
So he can break down
you heard
good yellow or bad yellow.
Yeah.
That's how good
he
is.
Yeah, it's like a doctor that sort of checks out your urine samples. He's going, that's all right. That's not bad. That's a funny shade of yellow. There's something wrong with you.
I think that's just a doctor. Doctors do that.
Probably doctors, yeah. There's not. Is there a special urine doctor?
At every football club, they have to have one.
Special urine doctor?
Yeah.
Wee-wee doctor?
Mr. Pisspants.
Mr. Pisspants? Dr. Piss? Yeah.
I don't know of every football club. Are you talking about the drug testing? Because I think that's a different thing.
Oh, I'm just talking about just wee-wee.
Oh,
check your wee.
Shit.
My dad used to do that. My dad used to go, he'd be like, what colour's your wee? Are you drinking enough water? I'd go, Dad, I'm 30, leave me alone. Always drink enough water. So your urine should be clear. It should. No, that's absolutely true. If your urine is even slightly stained, then you're dehydrated. So clear urine makes for clear minds.
And this seems as good a time as any to let you know that we have been nominated for a second time for the Football Booking Awards. We have been nominated twice as one of the top 10 football podcasts in the UK, and it's for content like that. I think we can all agree.
I think next year we're likely to get nominated on the Healthcare Awards.
I think so.
Yeah,
why not? Sort of knowledge like that, about we and stuff. But yeah, nominated top 10, second year running, top 10 bloody podcast in the old country. Thanks.
Yeah, we will be, as Tom put it, we'll be representing FPL there because all the others are just football ones, including Bob Mortimer's.
Yeah.
Including Bob Mortimer, yeah, hero of mine, Bob Mortimer, and his podcast. Don't go and listen to his rubbish. But and
wait till after people have nominated. Yeah. Wait till after they've given the awards out.
Wait till that.
Yeah.
And the, what is it? Dream Team FC? The Sun?
Oh, yeah, they have got the Dream Team one. But who, like, it's the Sun, isn't it? It's like the most hated.
In it?
Yeah, no. So.
Yeah. Don't vote for them.
But.
Can you say that? This is probably against the rules. Yeah, vote for everyone. Vote for everyone.
I don't know. Yeah. We're not scared of a rule, Brad. But no, a big thank you to everyone who voted because that got us nominated. And hopefully now the judges are going to listen to this drivel and decide that maybe we're worthy an award. So thank you. We've just slacked off international football, talked about piss, and we want to win an award.
Yeah. But it's, you know, that's the gaffer tapes way, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got a whole bit about how moist my ears are this week as well. So. It's been most of the questions we got on Twitter this week were about how wet are your ears, Tom? So we will be getting to that shortly.
Yeah, we will talk about ear moisture at some point. It is a long time ago since the last Premier League fixtures. So it's quite hard to remember how everyone did. But a lot of the talk back then was Sanchez being brought in and captained. That was huge. And people banged on about it. And Arsenal just about scraped their way to a 1-0 win over Burnley.
Mm. Yeah. I Captain Sanchez, certainly.
I know you did, off.
Although, what it was, looking back, what I remember about the game week, because it was like over 2 weeks ago now, or just under 2 weeks ago. One of the two. It was some time ago, and it was the Friday game. It was the classic Friday game. It was the Everton Palace game, with both big, you know, big strikers. A lot of people have got, Lukaku scored, Benteke scored. I had both of them. I went up 150 places on Friday night. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll take that. Wow.
I thought that was leading into some advice for listeners. It was just you boasting.
No, just me boasting, mate. 150 places. I was well happy.
And his piss was really clear that day.
Incredibly clear. Crystal clear. Like Crystal Pepsi. Remember Crystal Pepsi?
I remember Tab Clear.
Yeah. Tab Clear. Yeah. There's another one. What other drinks do you remember? but then after that, it was just a really, really shit week for me. I think I got about 80% of my points just on that Friday.
So you weren't just talking about the stuff there. We started talking about Burnley Arsenal. You segued into Everton, Crystal Palace, and then segued back to your performance.
Yeah.
Which is good. Via your week.
Covered a lot of topics.
Yeah.
Efficient. Efficient is what we are. It's a lot of covering a lot of topics. The other big, big talking point last week, and probably still is now, and we'll go to Ash for this one, is a lot of people saw Stoke at home for Man United as Ibrahimovic's last kind of chance to really make the most of his value, his like high price tag, and Stoke was so awful, and yet they drew 1-1. It didn't pay off. Is he gonna be like offloaded by a lot of people now, Ash? Oh,
yeah, well, I think loads of people would have offloaded him already. But then you've got the international, Aguero's gone yellow, yeah. Ibrahimovic has been sat on a beach in Skegness.
Is he?
Just chilling out, yeah. So now maybe it's the time to go for him. Maybe a couple of losses with Aguero.
Yeah, my top tip for last week was hold on to Ibrahimovic for that one more week because of the Stoke. I know, I tell a lie, I didn't captain Sanchez, I captain Ibrahimovic, yeah. I said hold on to him for that one more week. I was like, everyone's getting rid of him to get Aguero in. You know, City are playing Tottenham. I don't think he's going to score more than one. Turns out he didn't score any. And Ibrahimovic is going to go mental and get hat-trick against Stoke, who is shit. That didn't happen either. So I was kind of sort of halfway, half right and half wrong, which is probably not a bad way to be. Sort of even.
Again, always about you. Always about you. Always
it
about
is,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Tommy podcast. Well, now that judges are potentially listening, I will be talking mostly about myself. And we're changing it to the Tom Holmes Fantasy Football podcast.
But so you can expect your book to get a lot of plugs.
Yeah, I've got loads of shit on the go, mate. But yeah, I was one of the people that took Ibrahimovic out the second the final whistle went in that game. The Stoke
game.
Like almost 2 weeks ago.
I've done it already.
I took him out for Aguero before the money change too much. Do you know what I mean? Because I thought everyone's going to get rid of Ibrahimovic. Everyone's going to buy Aguero. Prices are going to change. Bang.
Well, the other option is, I guess, is Diego Costa, who scored again against Hull and is kind of, he's gone under the radar because of all the talk about Ibrahimovic and Aguero. He's 29.4% picked. Obviously, he's a walking yellow card. He's already had a ridiculous amount this season, seven yellow cards this season. But he has also weighed in with six goals. So is he a good option, Ash? Or, like, is he reliable this season or is it too many cards? Is it just classic Costa, you don't want to risk it?
It's the only thing against him is he's just slightly expensive, isn't he? But I reckon so. It's difficult if you're going to, it depends whether you go Aguero or not. Because you could go three very slightly cheaper strikers, have an expensive strike force, go like Kane, Costa, Benteke. Would be a sort of classic one if you were going to splash the cash. But if you've got Aguero, then you can't because then you're, you know, your team's just crazy.
I think you could afford Aguero and Costa because Costa's, what, 9 points, I mean.
But then you'd have, your third player would have to be...
Cannon Wilson or someone. Just
well, it's funny you should say this, lads, because you're speaking to a guy who's got Aguero, Costa and Benteke as his front three at the moment.
Ah, okay. Wow, mega bucks.
Yeah, so... And
he was
that's
still
all
midfield
of,
then?
Well, that's afforded because obviously... Any. No, I told him to take the week off, so they've gone.
He plays a 4-0-3 and...
The midfield five. If we're going to analyse my team, because we'll come onto the league in a minute, and I need it. God knows I need it. My midfield is Chadli, Etienne Capoue, Antonio, Sterling, and Son.
Oh, that's all right, actually. That's good.
That's decent.
It's quite
that's
informed,
decent.
Isn't it?
So it's
very,
still
very
quite
much
balanced.
The talk of the town, that midfield. I'll tell you that now. Talk of the town. Capoue and Son.
Yeah,
they are.
I don't know if you've actually brought it up for later on, Tom, but we'll say it now. There was a guy who, like, surprisingly commended us last week because we actually talked some sense when he stripped down all of our nonsense, and he took a quote out from me and Ash.
I can't remember where it was. I do remember seeing that though. Yeah, but bloody age ago. But yeah, was it you, Craig?
I said Son. I said it doesn't matter if
that. That was it.
Yeah, I said it doesn't matter if they're playing City. Put him on, you know, I think Spurs will, you know, they'll be okay against City. And they did, and Ash, I can't remember Ash's tip, but he gave a good little tip as well.
And I said, you said pick him because they'll score anyway. And I said, just get someone from the Watford game. It'll be 2-2.
That's right.
That's right. You called it. No, I think you even said Deeney, didn't you? I think go for Deeney because it'll be 2-2 and he's bound to score or something.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, that's a great tip.
I should have bet on it, really. So then, speaking of Chadli, did he score in Sunderland West Brom?
Chadli scored.
He scored again, yeah.
Well, you know Chadli scored because if you're sitting first on my bench, then you score. So yeah, Chadli
nice.
Got himself.
Hands.
Yeah, so Chadli.
That's such a good signing. I know I say it every week.
He scored. Yeah. He scored a couple now, hasn't he?
He scored. What, he scored three goals in his four games. He's 6.4 million and he's still only 2.9% picked. And that's two goals, two assists and three goals in four games. That's pretty good.
That is impressive, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, overall, that's 34 points.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it's one of them where people are thinking, the reason he's only 2% picked is because a lot of people are saying, the second I bring him in, it's not going to happen.
Saying that West... Not everyone believes in voodoo, Tom. I think that's how you run your team slash life. I don't know. But it's more about the fact that West Brom are shit, I think, that people are put off. But rather than a bandwagon jinx.
I completely believe in the bandwagon jinx. It's an absolute thing. I'm writing a thesis on it at the moment.
I was going to say, you're writing is it a novel? It sounds like a Harry
it
Potter
is a
film.
Novel, yeah. The bandwagon jinx. Nice, yeah.
I like it. Harry Potter and the bandwagon jinx.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think it's true. I don't know. Not convinced with that. But Spurs and City, that's the one that stands out to me as the biggest game of the week, really.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And
I think you're forgetting about West Ham Middlesbrough.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously,
sorry.
Big old game. Sorry, guys. Big old game. To be honest, I do want to talk to you about West Ham Middlesbrough in a sec. But yeah, the Spurs. The Spurs game beating City, the unbeatable City. Celtic put that kind of doubt in everyone's mind by getting the draw with them, and then Spurs pounced on them.
Do you think they were sat there during the week, like on Monday? Spurs were like, "We've got no fucking chance here, lads. Should we just call off and postpone?"
Yeah.
Maybe they're just, Celtic have drawn.
Exactly.
They've drew the game.
We can do this.
Yeah, come on, lads.
They had one of these inspirational half-time the sort of lunch
breaks.
What's it called? Dressing room lunch box.
Do you think they got
a Freudian slip, isn't it?
Brendan Rodgers came in Mourinho's. What was that thing? He snuck into the stadium in
lunch box.
No, like a laundry basket.
It's all gone weird now.
It's
isn't
all
it?
Gone quite weird because you keep saying lunchbox. But the fact is,
I don't know why.
The fact is, Spurs beat City,
like
and you two who hate them, and in fact hate both the clubs, have to maybe consider the fact that Spurs and or Liverpool are they title contenders again.
So it maybe Liverpool this year, but not Spurs.
Shitters, I think Spurs more than Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spurs more than Liverpool.
Yeah, because
don't say that to me.
Spurs have got a much more consistent defense.
Defense.
Yeah, their defense is looking good. Spurs. Yeah.
I must their say. Offense is a bit weak.
Let's stop with the American. Yeah. Too much NFL, Ash. That's too much NFL.
It
for
is,
you.
Isn't it?
The reason I wanted to talk about West Ham with you, their 1-1 draw Middlesbrough, is
impressive result. I think you'll agree.
Yeah, it is that. But Dimitri Payet
didn't lose. That's the main thing.
The Olympic Stadium. The Stadium of Dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that good? I've heard it's a bit of a nightmare. It's like a bit like no atmosphere sort of.
I mean, it depends what you're going for. Like if you want to go somewhere.
If you want to go for the Olympics,
enjoy
your
life. No, it's fucking shit. But I mean, if you like want to partly rent the ginormous stadium and make some money from a football club, yeah, it's quite cool.
Then it's good.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
That's what you're liking.
But Payet, a lot of people seem hesitant to put him in. Is that still a price thing?
Yeah, and a we're shit thing.
Yeah,
is the,
but he's
is
not,
why people aren't
so
playing.
Does it matter?
He's not, that is the thing.
Yeah, well, it's the classic thing we always say, isn't it? If you've got one person who's propping up the team, get them in. But we've got Antonio as well. So anybody's, the people have just got Antonio. No one's, well, I mean, someone is going to, but hardly anyone's going to have two West Ham players.
No, that's true. No.
I think
yeah.
I think now Antonio's gone off the boil a bit. I think people will exchange up. Because Payet's crushed it again during the week, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It's the bandwagon jinx, I'm telling you. Antonio. Craig said to me, put him in your team. I thought, do you know what? I will. Actually, I'll hold off. And it was as if like the bandwagon jinx has already been put into motion. And I didn't put him in, but was going to. And since then, he's shit.
The fuck are you listening to me for? Like, no, that's the main,
I really
that's
don't.
The main
we'll,
point.
We'll read out.
Let's do it now. Let's do it now. Do it.
Shall we?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I think you're forgetting about the real big game of the week.
Go on.
Leicester Southampton.
Oh, yeah, Barnstormer, wasn't it? 0-0.
clean sheets, though. That's genuinely exciting. There aren't many of them about.
That's it. Oh, of course, because I transferred out one of their Chelsea defenders, and it's the first time they've kept a clean sheet this season, I think.
Van Dijk picked up the 3 bonus points. He is a bit of an FPL.
Oh, my God.
He is a good FPL player, Van Dijk.
Although, actually, do you know what? For, second game in a row, Arsenal picked up a clean sheet?
Oh.
Yeah.
Second game in a row, because we beat Chelsea, didn't we? 3-0. And then beat Burnley 1-0.
Yeah, and a lot of people have got Bellerin, haven't they? Mm-hmm. It's a big pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Cech myself.
Well, and the only other game we didn't mention is Liverpool beating Swansea 2-1, but that's mainly because a lot of our tweets always revolve around Liverpool players. I know we've had a few more questions.
They do, we've got another couple of Liverpool.
We're
going to
discuss
tweets.
That a bit more in part two, that result included, because we've come in for some stick. But talking of coming in for stick, let's go on, Tom. Do the league.
Shall I do our ones first?
Yeah.
Shall I do ours first?
Yeah.
I'll do ours first then. Okay. As always, Ash, at the top, mate. You're 549th in the Gaffer Tapes League. About 1,200 teams now. 341 points. You're a 10-click wanker. How do you feel about that? 10 clicks.
It's pretty.
It sounds intense, doesn't it? 10 clicks. But let's be honest, it gets a lot worse as we read down. Right, Big T Dog, yours truly, Tommy T Cakes, 585th.
Close.
I am.
So close with you two.
3 points. I'm 3 points behind Ash.
Oh, shit.
I was actually, again, after the Friday, I was above Ash. I was really happy. I was up to like 400th. I was all prepped to come in and say, there's a new daddy on G Wing. Once again, couldn't do that. Counting my chickens too much. I'm an 11 click wanker. Craig.
Yeah.
908.
I'm just a wanker, mate.
So how many times, when you look at your team, how many times do you have to click to find it?
I can tell you exactly
down?
How many.
How many scroll wankers is he?
He's an 18-click wanker.
I'm not even sure if the app, I bet the new app doesn't. Does the website, can you even get that far?
No.
Does it crash?
Probably I don't look at the league much, mate. It's like looking at my bank account. I don't do either of them.
Oh, bless him. Do you want a statement? No, I fucking don't. Right, some notable guys and girls, just guys. Dominic Monaghan from Lord of the Bloody Rings. He's 600th. he's on, get this, he's on exactly the same points as me.
Yeah.
So there is, there's 15 people on the same points. He's 600th, same points as me.
I like how you're ranked in order of global significance.
Exactly, so I'm 858.
Yeah, it's put you 15
places ahead. He's down at 600th. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So little Dommy Mons, yeah, who, coincidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we probably weren't going to announce this now, but, you know, since this is the Tom Holmes episode of the podcast, I can do it now, I guess. Dominic Monaghan will be on next week as a guest. Yeah, the bloody lad from Lord of the Rings, Lost, and that...
Hetty Wainthrop Investigates.
Video where he gets off with Megan Fox. And Hetty Wainthrop Investigates, yeah.
What percentage of the interview is going to be... Well, no, you just see an impression of him.
Now I feel that we know him, I will be asking the Megan Fox question.
Yeah.
He's that bad? So surprised to hear that.
Yeah, but before we were, oh, we're a little bit shaky. Oh, God, it's Dom. But now, this time I'm going to be like, Dom, go on. What was it like, bruv? Tell me, what was it like?
And on next week's episode, we'll read the email where Dominic Monaghan pulls out of the interview for the Gaffer
Tape. Yeah, imagine that. No, I won't, I promise. Yeah, so back to league positions. In one of the hottest features on UK podcasting...
Oh, wait a minute.
Go on.
And if you subscribe to the Gaffer Tape premium service, you can now listen to this. Otherwise, you have to take your earphones out for 10 seconds.
Yeah, if you haven't paid, take your earphones out. Okay, make sure they've done it. Okay. Yeah, what's known as the hottest feature in UK podcasting. Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 909th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 307th.
Every time.
In the Gaffer Tapes League. Six click wanker. And something that's quite interesting, me being on the same points as Dom, Craig is on exactly the same points as Tom Davis from Murder in Successville in the Gaffer Tapes.
It's a whole thing we've got going, a whole feature.
Isn't it strange?
If you're listening to this and you're a television celebrity and you're on the same points as me in fantasy football,
imagine that.
Can you join our league?
Please
do. That's true. Maybe Sally Gunnell's on the same points as you.
Gunners. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what. Love that. Would love that. A little shout out to Calvin Chan as well, who won our league last year. He's risen up the ranks to 27th. Yeah, as well. I noticed that. And he's done really well recently because he was floundering and he's pulled out all the stops.
I don't know how they do it. They're just regularly good.
They do just rise to the occasion. Should we do the top 10 quickly, Craig? Do you want to do the top 10?
I'll do them quick now. So in 10th place is Sabutio Impact Sub, Barry Hart. I have no idea what that means. No Hit Wonders, Dimitri van den Rijk with two stars. In 8th place, Differential 11. In 7th place, it's the man, the myth, the legend. It's Guy Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Guy, he's there again. Guy.
Oh, shit, that
Guy. As in Win a Date with Guy Hamilton. His team is You Like Manchester? Question mark.
Win a date with Guy Hamilton. I love that. We should do that.
In sixth place is Huzz FC. In fifth place is Flying Without Mings, Oliver Monks. In fourth place is Sushant Garg, regular listener, with Yippie Kabai, motherfucker. In third place is Zero, which is just a bit depressing. In second place is BTSTU Mitch Maidon, which means we have a new leader.
A new leader is
Good Kante, Harry Strout, who is also always there and thereabouts.
Strouters.
Didn't Mitch Maynard email in telling us what BTS?
Oh yes, that's going to be in the next segment. Yeah, we're going to read out. We had a lovely email from Mitch.
Can't give away all our goods at once. Exactly, we're going to do that in the second part. And it seems.
Tom, sorry. The guy who was sixth in the league. What's his name again?
Huzaifa Sadiwala.
That's quite good.
That's the guy.
Yeah, that is good.
You just wanted to hear me say it.
I did. I wanted to see you attempt it.
But yeah, top Harry Strouts, bloody Brussels Strout. He's top of the league, the Stroutster.
Well done, mate.
Good lad.
Yeah, definitely. That is good. I'm too ill to think of too many puns, but I don't think I can top Brussels Strouts, to be honest with you. So we'll keep you there. And also, before we go to part two, we should also say, obviously, it has been a new month. Therefore, we have a new manager of the month. which a feature that we're actually going to be doing this year. Manager Man for September, drum roll. Ash, do the honours. I meant do the honours in reading it, but you do went with...
He did it with his testicles.
I thought I did the drum roll.
It's a great drum roll. Yeah. It's James Rockall with Dynamo Fuchterest.
Yay.
Well done, James.
Congrats.
Yay, well done, James.
But James, get in touch with us because we've got a prize for you. So email us info@thegaffertapes.com or tweet us at @thegaffertapes with a pin number on your dick to prove it's you. And we will send out a prize to you from the Amazing Guys season annual from last year. It's an incredible book. We've got one copy left
really
and
good.
It's yours if you just email us or tweet us info@thegaffertapes.com or tweet us at @thegaffertapes. That pretty much covers it for part one, doesn't it? So we'll be back in part two with all your tweets, questions, emails, Reddit, absolutely everything. And then obviously in part three, finally, we can preview FPL being back in our lives as well as Tom's quiz. All that's coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. In a part that is all about what you guys have been asking us over the last couple of weeks in this case because of the international break. So we've been reading through your emails, tweets, any other forms that we've got. It gets more every week and trying to answer your questions. Safe to say, Tom, there was a lot and a lot of it was a bit mental.
Yeah, I asked for tweets the other day and we got so many mad tweets. It was like everyone was trying to outdo each other to ask us something mental, and I was like, come on, we are nominated for an award now, we have to have some football related ones.
And if they wanted to listen to something mental, then they'd just listen to Bob Mortimer's.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, but don't, please don't. Yeah, but it was good. And then we're trying to outdo each other and then replying to each other. It was a very busy day on Twitter that day, but we do have some actual football related questions, as well as obviously some of the best that weren't.
Marvellous. In which case,
what percentage of the questions were sausage based?
Oh, wow.
There was definite. They were all incredibly meta things. There was sausage based. There was wetness of your ears. There was quite a lot, I think, a few more sausage ones. There was big cats they were talking about. Pro wrestling. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
But if you filter through them, there will be football ones somewhere.
Since David Simmons sent us his dick pic, I don't think we've had any, have we?
No.
Shame, guys. Come on.
I know, it's laying us down.
We do want some.
We're not getting paid. We've got to get paid somehow. So we might as well do the bloody jingle, Tom.
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
Well, that was half-hearted, that.
Well, I thought that was quite good.
It is, yeah. We got a tweet from a new tweeter, I believe. Tim T at Tans _ 88.
Could be the year of birth.
So I would have thought so.
Usually
is.
Controversial. Isn't 88 a Hitler thing?
A what?
Classic Nazi Tom.
What?
Let's in the one racist.
What's Hitler about 88?
Tommy Tittans. 88HH, isn't it? That's what, ages ago, Buffon had his shirt number was 88, and it was a whole. Yeah. Everyone thought it was because he was a Hitler guy.
I did not know this.
The fact that you knew that means that you're maybe a bit more of a potential Nazi than me and Craig.
I've always thought.
And because of all of your racist tattoos that you keep covered up.
Could be the swastika I got on my face.
What did he ask?
Yes,
now that we've completely defamed this man.
He tweeted us at the Gaffer Tapes. He said, so you've seen how players have started. What?
Now, who's your favourite German player?
So, Jewish people, what are we thinking? Yes or no?
I've dropped Yossi Benayoun from my team. Do you think it's a good thing to do?
He said, so you've seen how players have started this season. Let's have some predictions. Who will be top players in each position?
Oh, good question.
Quite
interesting. He's so interested in who's going to be the top,
yeah,
the highest ranked.
The Aryan bloody race.
Well,
yeah.
I have to stick
what
before
thinking,
the
boys?
Season.
Top scorers, one player in each position.
Midfielder, I'm going to have
striker,
to stick to...
Striker, Aguero.
Okay, you're going Aguero. Midfielder, I'll stick to my guns. On the first podcast of the season, I said, without injuries, I don't see how De Bruyne doesn't finish the top midfielder. And he has picked up a couple of injuries, and he's still on 49. So I think De Bruyne will still finish top. I think he's just a bit of a different class to anyone else.
Yeah, good shout.
Defender's so hard. So hard to guess.
Yeah, maybe... Tottenham, someone at Tottenham, Walker or something?
Well, Walker's high up at the moment. Walker and Koscielny are the top two by a good few points at the moment, but I don't
maybe
know.
Koscielny.
It's just easy for us to name them.
At Arsenal.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think they'll probably score a couple more goals than the Tottenham defenders.
Mm.
Like, I could imagine, yeah, like Koscielny getting like, scoring three headers one, well, not 1 week, but you know, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just tipping it a bit.
I don't see it being any, no one's going to just run up and surprisingly become the top scorer in any of these positions, I don't think so.
Bit late in the day.
I just, there's a reason they're so expensive. Defender's the one where there's a real scope where someone could go on a clean, you know, a run of getting clean sheets, or a team could suddenly shore up their defence.
Someone gets injured, someone starts taking penalties.
Yeah.
Although when do defenders, ever since Dennis Irwin, have they ever taken penalties, really?
Well, the last set piece one was Baines, really.
Which always funny you say about Baines. Our next question is about...
Oh, go then. For it.
How do we feel about that? Arve Svardal?
Yeah.
Arve Svardal? I'm assuming one of the Scandinavian invasion.
Yeah, we've had a lot of them,
We are massive in the bloody Scandinavian countries.
Name them.
There's one guy who's just really not very imaginative with names.
What did you say, Craig? Name a Scandinavian country.
Name three Scandinavian countries.
Oh.
We had this conversation, I suppose. Sweden?
Yeah.
Switzerland. No, I didn't finish saying it, so it doesn't count. Anyway, his question is, thoughts on Baines? Is he worth waiting for / keeping? I don't think he's been worth it for a while, Baines.
He hasn't been relevant
for
a while, has he?
About 3 or 4 years ago, he was the one to have, wasn't he? But
he was the talk of the town back in 2013.
He was the absolute talk of the fucking town.
But I don't know, because I think the reason he's such a FPL hipster choice is because of his ex set piece, kind of how good he was with set pieces. But he doesn't stand over set pieces now, so there's not much point. He's also still got shit air, and he's very injury prone, it seems. So
he's injured at the minute, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know why. If you particularly wanted an Everton fullback, not even centre half, because I think if it's defender in general, you'd take Williams out of them because he's cheaper. But if you were particularly interested in Everton fullback because you thought they got forward a lot, you'd still take Coleman. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what would drive you to take Baines over Coleman.
No, that's true. So yeah, Arve.
It's a no. That's a no from me, Arve. Sorry.
No. Yeah, I think it's a no from me, to be fair. Should we read one? Craig, do you want to read one out? Do you want to read the one for Ash?
Oh, okay, yeah. He always gives us good tweets, actually. Padful. Special one for Ash. Apart from Payet, who I can't afford, is it best to avoid West Ham altogether? I have Antonio. Look to sell?
Answers. Look to sell, yes. To save Antonio. Up to buy Payet.
Yeah.
Done.
To save up.
Weird, like dog shit. We might turn it around, but I don't know how that's
And that's from a West Ham fan.
That's
so
good, because at the beginning I thought you were insistent on answering that question like Morse code. So it's quite nice that you went into something. Do you not think any of them are value?
Not at the minute. Not unless we get somebody back. Sacco, who I want away striker, who, if you remember during the transfer window, agreed to go and then failed the medical somewhere.
Yeah.
I think he's on the verge of coming back. So maybe if he's had a turnaround in morale. He is a really good player. So maybe, if he's not yellow anymore, he could be one to sneak into your team. He obviously doesn't play the same position as Antonio, but maybe as a surprise, because if he's fit, he's going to play, because we haven't got fuck all. And Zaza's rubbish. That Argentinian guy.
Italian.
We got his rubbish as well.
Yeah.
No. the Argentinian guy.
Yeah.
Calera, I think his name.
Yeah, I've not even seen him, to be honest. But yeah, there isn't much there. I did enjoy the story this week about Ener Valencia feigning injury to avoid payments to his wife, ex-wife or something.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, it was him getting taken off in some kind of little car thing, little buggy. Because he pretended to be injured because he owes a load of money and the police were there to nick him.
I think he was injured, and then when he came off, they straight away tried to grab him. But then they somehow couldn't. They didn't manage to, did they?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really watch
that. That little cart was moving so fast.
It was like they turned up at the side of the pitch, like, oh, we're going to have him.
Mm. And then, were the police on penny farthings trying to catch up?
And then they were like, oh no, he's injured, and got on the little mobile, like you were saying. And then they were like, shit, we didn't think it would get away.
They were on scooters, and they had this race that lasted 6 days just around the pitch.
Yeah. Maybe he just ran away. Maybe they were like, we can catch him. Let's go. Mm. Oh shit, he's a professional footballer, isn't he? We can't catch him.
We can't, yeah. Who knows?
I think we answered that ish.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I've still got what's his chops? Ginger. At the back.
Collins.
Still got Collins. God. And fuck knows. Oh, no, I've got him. He's just been on my bench. He's just this year's Wallers, isn't he? But just not as likeable.
Yeah. Very true.
Simples. We've got a tweet from at the Ogra Bilius.
Right.
Bilius. Any fixtures that jump out for triple captaining or best to wait for double game weeks? P.S. I've got Gafferazzi in my bio, just saying. Now that's someone who has Gafferazzi, hashtag Gafferazzi, in their Twitter bio. We asked a few people to do it, and a few people have done it. There's a good few, maybe about 10 or so people on Twitter
on our preferred listener list.
It's good because then we won't lose you.
Yeah, that's
right.
You
know what I mean, if you search that, then they pop up, and the Stimmers has done it.
And I know for a fact when I stumble onto hard times,
a couple of guys in America have done it as well. Actually,
that's the first place I'll go when I know I'm struggling for money. Is just search Gafferazzi in the bio and just try and call in a few favors. Really,
yeah, give us sort us out with some money. But triple captain. It's the first triple captain in question of the season.
And you know what? It's the first time we've had to hear the words double game week, and I've just remembered how horrible those words are and how much we're going to hear them.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. Does anything stick out to you? When are City at home to Stoke? Although, I mean, you know,
well, that's it.
It would have been a shout. But I bet there was a few people that triple captained Ibrahimovic last game.
Someone somewhere, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Someone somewhere will have done that.
Must have been.
It's too soon to
maybe. Yeah, because you've got to see the double game weeks first, haven't you? Really, I know that you don't need to triple captain someone on a double game week, because last year it paid off most when you triple captain Aguero on a game week that wasn't a double game week.
Well, this is it, right?
But fuck me, I feel like we've mentioned that 5,000 times.
Yeah, exactly. But that's it. That's the only reason this was such a talking point last year, is because every time someone said, quite sensibly, let's not talk about it until the last 12 weeks of the season, 10 weeks of the season, 8 weeks of the season, when the double game weeks come out. And then that's when obviously you use your double, you know, your triple captain chip or et cetera, et cetera. Someone would go, well, Aguero scored 5 against Newcastle. And it happened in about the third week of the season or whatever it was. It was a bit, I think it was November actually. And it gave everyone ammo for ridiculous decisions for the rest of the season. So it's still the right thing to do for double game week. And the reason we haven't heard about it so much maybe is because no one's had like an absolute barnstorming performance yet, where you could have gone,
really.
So if it stays like that, then it seems right that double game weeks after Christmas, then we can talk triple captain.
Yeah, exactly. I think it would make most sense. I've used my triple captain in my secret sausage team.
Oh, I've lost mine.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Yeah, they're gone.
I've lost it.
Can we go back to the previous question about West Ham?
Yeah.
He's had a thing.
Make a bet with you, Tom.
Right, so Ash just got a fiver out of his wallet while we were talking. I thought, what's happened?
I'll give you this £5 note right now.
Right.
You can look at it.
Okay, he's actually got a £5 note in his hand. Right. Okay, it's not one of the new ones.
If you can tell me, I was just checking out the West Ham striking options, right?
Right.
And it was well worse than even I thought. I'll give you a fiver right now.
Mm.
If you can tell me
who
West Ham's top pointed striker is for the season.
Oh, what?
Give it to you right there.
Is it?
It's a great
question. Is it Andy Carroll?
Is that your final answer? You can phone a friend as long as Craig hasn't looked up already.
Phone me. I'm telling you, phone me right now.
No.
I'm going to have to say Andy Carroll. Well, I'm assuming it's not.
Andy Carroll is our second to worst striker.
Second to? How many fucking strikers have we got?
We've got 5.
Oh, okay. Right.
Sacco, who we're talking about, is on 0.
Yeah.
Andy Carroll is on 2. Yeah. And our top point scorer.
Yeah.
Is this even right?
Yeah, it is.
It can't be.
It's depressing.
Go on.
He's on 5 points.
Fuck me.
Is Fletcher.
Ashley Fletcher.
Fleckers.
Ashley Fletcher. He was at Barnsley last year from Man United. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that just shows you.
Well, let us know if you got that at home and Ash will post you the £5. That's mental. I can't believe that. Crazy.
That is a bit mad.
Yeah, well, there you go, because all your points are coming from midfield, didn't they?
So have we got any other tweets worth reading before we read a couple of emails? Because we've got some emails this week.
Yeah, we've got a few. We had so many tweets. Okay, we'll do a couple.
Just keep going for him.
Yeah, okay. Michael Dravniak.
Yeah, let's get a quick
Dravniak. Is that
Dravniak? You keep talking about the best Liverpool player to have, but never mention Bobby F. He's a mid playing as a striker. Pick him! Exclamation mark. Firmino.
Yeah, I think the only reason Firmino hadn't been mentioned as much is one, his price. So he's mm-hmm. he's not super expensive, but he's a good, you know, he's 1.2 million more than Lallana. He's a lot more than Milner. And he's the same as Coutinho. And he's playing as a striker, but he's the fourth highest scoring midfielder for Liverpool, points-wise.
Yeah.
So I would argue that's making him worse value. I don't know. Like, if you're going to be playing as a striker as a midfielder, then obviously that's great. That's what everyone wants, is someone playing out of position further up the field.
But if you're not getting as many points as the midfielder.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So it seems like, I mean,
very true.
Sturridge is just knocking up some minutes with England now. Klopp will be loving the fact that Sturridge is starting for England, because obviously he's not ready to play for Liverpool. So I don't know if Firmino's going to hold down that striking jersey all season. But I don't know. I still think you'd use Coutinho. I always think Coutinho's a slightly safer pair of hands than Firmino.
Yeah.
I saw Mike at the Maple Leaf.
Right.
Okay. Day,
and I told him that I thought Firmino was super overrated, as well as who's the guy who plays for Tottenham whose name begins with L and he's Argentina?
Lamella.
Argentina.
Lamellon. Amazing.
Not Lamellon.
Lamella.
But Lamellon. Yeah.
And I was saying they're both good, but I've never seen either of them do anything. And then Firmino obviously scored and got an assist. But I think it still stands.
Well, my big tip last week was Lallana. He played about 20 minutes and fucking hobbled off. He got nothing. Yeah. Didn't get
do you know what? We got loads of shit for that. But like, what can you do? He got injured. He's been playing very, very well. He's been having his best season for a while.
Yes.
And
I think if you're sat at home and you're taking Tom's fantasy football advice, and then when it goes wrong, you take to Twitter to complain about it.
You need to have a long, hard look at yourself. Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. But anyway, so I
love the fact that we get thousands and thousands of tweets a week, and we've just read out one from Ash's mate who we saw at a pub.
And then slag him off. So, yeah.
Yeah. We got a tweet from David Simmons. He said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how wet are each of your ears? That's a callback to last week where I told everyone that I had issues hearing because my ears were very wet and that I often need to brush them, which still makes Ash laugh 2 weeks later. My ears are always wet, mate. I can't do anything about it. I don't know what the problem is. It's always an issue.
Yeah.
Do you use like a stiff plastic brush or like
no,
a soft
one?
No,
I use tissue, the old roll-up technique that your mum used to do. Tissue, cotton buds.
I look like a hairbrush.
Just pop a finger in. I can't fit a hairbrush in my ear. If I did, then that would have serious issues.
I mean, I've never heard an expression of wet ears, David, so I don't know if my ears have ever been wet.
I'm assuming these boys have got quite dry ears. I could maybe check for you, pop my finger in each of their ears, and then I'll be able to tell on a scale of 1 to 10 how wet they are in comparison.
We'll stick it
mine.
On the blog. We'll stick that on the blog, no problem.
What's it vlog, yeah. Should we do one more? Dan, my name is Dan, tweeted us. Chocolate fingers or fish fingers? Hashtag FPL, which I quite liked. He hashtagged it with FPL.
He was the only one, of all the football questions, that was the only one that got tagged FPL.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Chocolate fingers or fish fingers? For me, I'm a savoury kind of guy, it's always going to be the fish fingers.
You fucking animal.
You like chocolate fingers?
Who likes fish fingers to start with?
I like fish fingers, fish finger sandwich.
Fucking wet ear lunatics like fish fingers. Yeah.
Craig, what about you?
Oh, God.
Neither. Oh, wait.
It depends what kind of fish is in it actually needs to be a sort of Atlantic cod, which has actually been raised in a neutral environment and treated very well and often sung to. Needs to have sort of cold place onto them.
I went from posh to speech impediment progressively. As it went along. I ended up not being able to say my R's by the end of it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. But no, I don't really like fish fingers. I don't mind chocolate fingers, but I'm not a huge chocolate fan. So.
No, I'm not. I don't like sweet stuff.
I bet you like fair trade.
Yeah.
Organic chili, Mountain Dew.
Chocolate.
Iron Brew.
Yeah. I mean, fish, I like fish, but I'm not a big fan of fish fingers, I'm honest. No, I'm not really into that. So neither, to be honest.
Tartar sauce.
Mozzarella fingers. I'll have them.
Mozzarella fingers.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It's the choice.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Mozzarella things, and I like those, yeah. And jalapeno poppers. Lovely.
Yeah, I love them. Emails.
Yeah. Emails. We have, as always, a mental email of the week.
We do, from James Dong. Do you want me to read it? Are you reading it?
Well, please you read it, but I was queuing you up for the jingle.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah. Oh, I got an email. That's mental. Is that...
That's perfect, yeah.
Thanks,
that's exactly
mate.
What I wanted.
I've got a cold. It sounds horrendous anyway. Lads Holiday. Oh my gosh, you're back again to be sung Backstreet Boys style. Well, I failed there straight off the bat.
Oh my gosh, we're back again.
There it is. Back in the bosom of the FPL family after this international break. Hashtag suckling. Four players, four yellow players currently in my team, which has turned me pale. Just reading through some cookbooks for recipe ideas while working from home. I'm about to watch 22 Bullets on Blu-ray, brackets Blue Gay. Happy to loan the film to another of the Gafferazzi because I want to spread the love for the film. As always, nothing but love, and then a kiss from James Doncaster. Very short for him. A brief
it is quite short.
Which I liked because it really packed in the content. And just to help out, he did send a photo of the cookery book and 22 Bullets on Blu-ray.
He did, yeah.
No questions this week, though. I think he forgot that bit, but it was...
22 Bullets?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen it.
I reckon it's on Blu-ray. It's got Jean Reno in it.
Do you reckon?
I haven't even seen...
The producer of Taken.
I haven't even seen 21 Bullets, mate.
Hey! I haven't even seen 20 Bullets.
The timestamp it as the moment we lost our FBA.
I think if you're only just getting that timestamp out, you're fucking lying to yourself.
Yeah, I think I ruined it with the wee-wee talking.
Oh, God. You know what I've just realised? So obvious.
Yeah.
When we get to the awards, we're going to go, the first guy we're going to meet is going to be the judge. And like, hi, I'm a judge. It's actually an interesting thing because I'm a real big fan of the show. My name's Tim T.
Tance_88.
Oh, no.
And, I've got Lakewood and Racist on your podcast.
We also got an email from, we sent out a request for the leader of the league last week, didn't we?
Yeah, the leader last podcast was Mitch Maynard. We said, get in touch, Mitch.
Because we hadn't heard of him.
He bloody did, didn't he?
He did. And the big question was what his team name, BTSTU, stood for. I don't know if we speculated.
No, we were going to, but I think you told us not to.
Oh, okay. That was good. That does sound like me. I'll read his email then. Do you read it, Tom? Go for it.
Okay. All right, chaps. Loving the pod, despite the atrocity that was Who Wants to Be a Midfielder, which was my fantastic quiz a few weeks ago. Was stoked to be at the top of the league / cult last week, but no doubt by the time you're reading this, the top 10 will be entirely Scandinavian. I'm currently living in Sweden, so maybe my improvement in FPL is a symptom of assimilation. Good name for an album. Symptom of Assimilation. I doubt I'll be at the top for long, though, given how strong the league is. And let's face it, lads, I'm no Guy Hamilton. Brilliant. With regard to your question, BTSTU is a song I like. I think it stands for Back to Save the Universe. That's brilliant. Look forward to wetting my ears on the pod next week. Regards, Mitch. That really made me smile, that.
Mitch, that. Everyone. Bloody Mitch.
Yeah, good Mitch. Thanks, Mitch. And he's still second in the league, so he's still smashing it.
Son of a Mitch. Well done, Mitch.
Son of a Mitch.
Good work,
yeah,
Mitch.
Good lad. Shall we read out? Do you want to read out the last email? Because we're encouraging people to send emails rather than just tweets all the time and things like that.
Yeah. Got another. Who's doing it? Ash, are you reading it?
Do you want to read that, mate?
Yeah. Jonathan Flaypetty.
Yeah.
Just sitting here watching Everton v Palace and thinking of you three. Standard. Have a potential new feature. Obviously not as good as the quiz or Dom's questions, but how is this? Shag, marry, avoid. Ledley, Barkley, Lukaku. Oh, what's your answers? We could also make it football related if we want. Drop captain transfer in. Same three. Late as Friday night wankers.
Walkers, it says. It says Walkers. I don't know if that's a typo.
I presume that was a typo.
His autocorrect's not as rude as he is.
Neil L'Oreal, best quiz ever.
It doesn't say
bring
that.
Back Ash.
Confirm. We can confirm. Do you know what, though? The whole idea of drop captain transfer in on the Shag Murray Murder,
I like that.
And you could obviously was watching because... Everton Palace and struggling for three names. But Ledley, okay. Barkley, Lukaku.
Let's do that then quickly. We can do that once a week. That can be a new little feature. We'll knock up a jingle in the studio for that. Drop captain transfer in out of Ledley, Barkley, Lukaku.
Well, it's a difficult one.
Lukaku, man.
Everyone's going to captain Lukaku, so it's captain Lukaku, drop Ledley, transfer in Barkley.
I'd drop Barkley. I have had Barkley. I had him for like the first 6 weeks and he got fuck all apart from the first week, so
but then who
did
wants
actually drop him?
Joe Ledley.
Yeah.
But Barkley has burnt a lot of people at this season and the end of last season. He's burnt some bridges, boy. So it's a bit of that. But that's good email. Thank you, Jonathan Flay Petty. And there's a cool little... I like that little feature. That's a good idea. So, yeah, no.
That's nice.
Email us more. Tweet us more options and we'll do that. That's good. But no, thank you for all your tweets and emails. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com or tweet us @thegaffertapes with any of those questions like that. We'll always pick out the best ones. We will pick some of the ridiculous ones, obviously. Football ones welcome too, but, you know, we don't mind either way. We just like talking to us.
Exactly, yeah, and you're welcome to send us a voice clip. Obviously, most weeks, Dominic Monaghan sends us one. He hasn't sent us one this week, but he's appearing on the podcast next week.
Exactly.
And, yeah, keep your ears peeled a little bit later on in the podcast as well. That's all we'll say.
Yeah, exactly. Just before we go to the break, actually, it's also worth reminding you, when you're on Twitter, to follow us at The Gaffer Tapes, just send a little tweet there as well to vote for us again. In the FBAs, yes. You might as well. You just write the tweet. It's pinned on our profile. So just tweet to the FBAs that you're voting for. The Gaffer Tapes is best podcast. And who knows, we might bring home some bloody silverware. And
vote on footballbloggingawards.co.uk. There's a little drop-down menu with the 10 podcasts. Select ours, not Bob Mortimer's, please.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, exactly. That's the main thing. Coming up in part three, we'll have a quick look to the fixtures, who we're going to tip this week. Hopefully they won't get injured in the first 26 minutes like they did last week. And also, Tom is very confident about his quiz. I saw him tweet about it earlier. There are a lot of emojis. I think he thinks it could be the best one of the season. So all of that coming up in the last part of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We've just been through all your tweets and emails and now it's time to look ahead finally to who might go into our teams for the next FPL game week and of course do Tom's quiz. The ratio of that is generally about 10% to 90% of how long we take on this part, but
yeah.
I think that's kind of what people have come to expect, to be honest with you. So quickly, looking ahead at the fixtures... now that we're back at fantasy football, back at FPL, Tom mentioned he'd already made his transfer within minutes of the last one, but is there anyone, if we're all to pick one player who we're dying to bring in, who would it be?
Sanch.
Big Sanch?
Big Sanch, baby.
What is that? Home to Swansea? Swansea struggling?
Captaining. Yeah, I'm captaining him.
Oh shit, we missed biggest football story of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Swansea fired, what's his chops?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gwydlin.
Bought in American man.
Bob Bradley. Yeah,
there we go. That was the headline, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Swansea fire, what's his chops? And sign American man.
He's already started talking about the offence and the defence. Yes. Amazing.
Who's the new manager?
Bob Bradley. He's the ex.
Bob Bradley. Yeah. I was going to say Bob Bradley.
Brad Bobley.
No, I was going to say. But then I thought it was something I'd made up.
Yeah, it does sound like the sort of thing. Brad Bobley. Bobley.
Tob's thinking Bob Backlund. That's amazing.
Bob Backlund. Imagine that.
But yeah, I don't know if it'll change their fortune. So you're going for Sanch, which is probably a safe bet because I'm not sure Bradley's going to save them, bearing in mind he's never managed in the Premier League. What about you, Ash?
Did a pretty good job at the Chicago Fire, though. So,
well, there you go.
Hashtag just saying. Chicago Fire. Who am I picking?
Yes.
Yeah. I think, well, now Bobby B's in charge. Mm. It's going to have to be Benteke at Crystal Palace because they're playing West Ham and he's obviously going to score about 20 goals and it's on TV. So you can watch each one of his goals thunder past.
Tell you what, yeah, I've still got Benteke in. Yeah,
that's still got him. He won't be moving this week, not with West Ham coming up, certainly. Nah. That won't be it. Mm. For me,
Craig?
I've already brought in Costa, but and I think Chelsea will turn over Leicester in the early game. But I kind of tipped him as an outsider a couple of weeks ago. I'll probably persevere with Charlie Austin as well. Okay. I might bring him. If I was to take Benteke out for anyone, it would be for Charlie Austin. They've got Burnley at home and he's just started to like really... I think he'll be in the England squad by the end of the season. So I think...
Chicken.
Yeah.
He bloody deserves it, the lad. He bloody deserves it.
I think he will. Nice his minutes him. Are going up and up. So he's, you know, he played the near 90 in the last game against Leicester. He scored against West Ham. Point proven. So Charlie Austin, I think. And he's still really low
picked. Another little outside bet. Jermaine. Young Jermaine. Genus. Genus. No, Defoe.
Yeah, okay.
I think Sunderland Stoke. Defoe's on fire. Maybe, yeah. If you're looking for a little cheaper option, if you haven't got a lot of money to spread around, little Jermaine.
Well, people are put off by his price because he's 7.2 million.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth it if you look at what he's done this season so far.
Yeah, no, he has had a good
season. He's better than the odd, like, you know, the Callum Wilson pump, you know, when it's like, well, you know, I think Jermaine's going to score more often than he's not.
Wow. Big old claim.
Yeah. You know, but that's the kind of guy I am now. I'm confident. Confident in my skin now, lads. So I fancy that. Chelsea Leicester, I think, is going to be a strange one. I can't see how that's going to work.
I think Chelsea are going to win.
Do you think they will? Yeah. That's the one that sticks out for me is a bit of a funny one, too.
Sorry, I think Leicester might win because I think it suits them. Saturday morning, Chelsea will be all like, oh, this is like fucking the drag, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Leicester, we're fired up for it.
We're up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Costa Saturday morning doesn't seem like a Saturday morning kind of guy to me.
No. He turned 28 the other day.
That's mad, isn't it?
Off. Mind blown. Isn't it? Unbelievable.
How old is Vardy?
29.
29, isn't he?
He's older, yeah. No, I think he might be 30 now, maybe.
And he looks about 23 years younger.
Yeah, exactly. It's bizarre. Although I wonder if Diego Costa was maybe born on a leap year. So that technically he's only 28, but in real life he's like 68 or something. Maybe it's because he got a bad old fucking boat on him.
Maybe it's just like one of those things, you know, where someone comes from like Africa or whatever and they've got like a dodgy passport and they don't really know. I think maybe when he came over from Brazil, he did it. But they really, really were like, oh, he's like totally 16. Yeah. They're like, yeah, okay, cool. Because he just has to be under 23. And they were like, oh shit, he's like 34 now. We really should have pitched it a bit higher, shouldn't
we? That's true. I'm really worried what you're going to say when you mentioned Africa there.
Talking of things that age you really quickly, Tom, it's time for your quiz.
Incorrect. Well, no, sorry, it is correct. It is time for my quiz. Don't get me wrong. It couldn't be more time for my quiz. But this is going to be a bloody barnstormer. So what I had been previously doing was getting the name of the quiz, working back from that. Now, again, it's going to be another great quiz. It doesn't really have a name. I'll explain what it is. So what I've got is for each of you, I've got five tweets. Okay, so for Ash, right, I'm going to read out five tweets for Ash. Now, the tweets will be written by either Craig Hazel, Craig Davies, who plays for Hull.
Yeah.
Is it Hull?
Yeah, why not?
Oh. Yeah, this is the problem. Or Wigan. Which is the... No. Oh, no, it's not Hull. I think it's Wigan.
Right.
Should have written that down. Or Craig David, okay?
Oh, fuck off.
Right.
Hazel, David or Davis?
Hazel, David or Davis, right?
Okay, yeah.
And for Craig, I'm going to read out tweets, and they are either from Ash, our very own Ash Kernsworth, Ashley Cole, or the band ash. Okay.
This is a good idea for a quiz episode.
Yeah, so I went with that, and then I realised that what I could have called it, you know Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Craig and Ashley.
Nice.
So, Craig and Ashley.
Feel like
Grey's Anatomy. Okay, yeah, slightly annoyed that I didn't make a note of Craig Davis, what team he plays for. I think it's Wigan, but I can't be sure. But that doesn't really matter. So,
Craig Davis,
yeah. Davies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll start with Craig.
Right.
Okay, Craig, who wrote this tweet? Was it Ash, our very own Ash, Ashley Cole, or the band Ash? The tweet is simply, at Soccer AM on Saturday, !!
Who said that? I think that is, it's a tough one because they've all bloody appeared. I think it's the band Ash.
It says the band Ash. It is the band yes. Ash. Well done. The reason I put that in there, because Ash...
We've all appeared on.
Because, okay. Yeah, Ash is actually going on Soccer AM on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is actually, yeah, I was trying to catch him out. Right. Okay. Here we go. Ash, is this Craig Hazel, Craig Davis, or Craig David?
Got Craig Davis, noted Wigan Athletic.
Wigan!
Who started his career at Manchester City and then became first in regular Oxford.
That's it. Yeah. Him. Wigan. That's the one. The tweet simply says, X on the beach time. And then a thumbs up.
Oh, see, this is a trick.
Hazel, Davis, David. X on the beach time. Thumbs up.
Don't think it will be Craig, because it would say something like, Sally's a fat flag. Hashtag sex on the beach.
Okay.
So, although that is this tricksy, because you know it's the kind of thing he would do. Craig, Dave, this is so difficult because I don't know anything about people. No, I'm going to go for Craig. I hope you double bluff me.
Well, Craig Hazel.
Yeah.
Incorrect. It was Craig Davis from Wigan Athletic.
Classic Davis.
I don't even watch X on the beach.
Tried to catch him out because that's the sort of shit Craig does.
He'd never tweet that though, yeah.
No, that's true. Okay. Craig, who wrote this tweet? Just watched A Serious Man. The Coen brothers can actually fuck off. Art school cunts. Craig, who wrote that? Just watched A Serious Man. The Coen brothers can actually fuck off. Art school cunts.
Oh, right.
Is that our very own Ash Kernsworth, Ashley Cole, or the band Ash?
I want to say our Ash, but I don't know if he'd drop a C-bomb on Twitter. He doesn't tweet that much anyway. But the idea of Ashley Cole sitting down to watch a Coen brothers film, I'm going to go Ash Kernsworth. I've changed my mind. I'm going Ash Kernsworth. It's our Ash.
It was our Ash. Yeah. I scrolled back. He wrote that in about 2010. and then I just made a little note that he followed it up by writing, I hope someone burns their fucking cowboy hats too. Classic Kernsworth. Right. Okay, so that's 2-0 at the moment, but Ash gets to pull one back now. Okay, Ash, who tweeted this? So, Sainsbury's have removed the Taste the Different range from their meal deal. Taste the Different in this, Sainos. Brackets, I'm pointing at my dick. Close brackets. So, Sainsbury's have removed the Taste the Difference range from the meal deal. Taste the Difference in this, Sainos. Brackets, I'm pointing at my dick. Is it Hazel, Davis, or David?
I go for Hazel just because I want it to be so much.
Ding, ding, ding! It was Craig Hazel. Taste the Difference range related tweet from Craig Hazel.
You can't get...
Sorry, I was going to say, they were easily the two best tweets either of us have ever written.
Yeah.
I hope not. But you can't get the ham hock on meal deal. It's very upsetting. It's a really nice sandwich.
It's terrible. If you can't get a ham hock on a bell, bloody first world problems, guys. Right. Craig, who tweeted this? A flame emoji and then somebody stop me. Hashtag mask voice. Ode to the film The Mask, I guess. Flame emoji, somebody stop me. Hashtag mask voice. Was that Ash Kernsworth, Ashley Cole, or the band Ash?
It's going to be Ashley Cole, isn't it? That's the kind of thing he'd do, I reckon.
It is Ashley Cole.
And I know that because actually, hashtag mask voice, it'd be The Mask. Because the film Mask is about Cher and her disabled son. So that'd be inappropriate.
Yes, it would. good point. Mask, well, yeah, what sort of a voice does he have, the disabled
I'm not going to do it.
No, so. no. Newie.
Not again.
Okay. Yeah, so 3-1. Right, Ash, who tweeted this. If Stephanie wins Big Brother, that's me done with it. If Stephanie wins Big Brother, that's me done with it.
Oh, God.
Hazel, Davis, David.
Again, it's definitely something Craig, the kind of tweet Craig would do. But is it clever enough for Craig? I don't think so. Sounds more like Craig David.
It was Craig Davis.
Oh, shit. Oh.
He was tweeting about, yeah, he tweets about X on the Beach and Big Brother a lot.
Is it a fake Wikipedia entry? And really, it's Craig, but with his...
I kind of feel like I want to hang out with Craig Davis. He seems all right.
Yeah, you'd like him. You'd like him. And Craig, if you get this one, you win.
Okay.
Just saying, if he wins, we've still got to finish.
This is definitely. Okay. Right, who, Craig said this. Rushed home to watch Channel 4 election night. So far, it's Gash. Switched to BBC One.
Oh, wow.
Rushed home to watch Channel 4 election night. So far, it's Gash. Switched to BBC One. Right. Ash Kernsworth, Ashley Cole, the band, Ash.
Right, I think that is... I think you've gone for double worth. I think that's the kind of thing that a footballer might say to claim that they were going to watch it. It's trying to be cool. I think that's Ashley Cole again.
It was Ash Kernsworth.
Oh.
Was it?
Ash Kernsworth, yeah, you wrote that in about 2011. rushed home to watch Channel 4 election night. So far, it's Gash. Switched to BBC One. So, I mean, what was your life like then? That's weird.
No, well, on the election. Different. Remember they did all Channel 4 did an alternative election.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
On the election night, yeah, and it must have not been very good.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Ash, you need to get this right to stay in it. Who said this? I just went to eat dinner and had a spoon instead of a knife. Ha 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 ha. I'm off my head, me. Ha 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 ha. Not right. A spoon! Exclamation mark. I'm a spoon! Exclamation mark. Who said that? Craig Hazel, Craig Davis, or Craig David?
Gotta be Craig David.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. What? It was Craig Hazel.
What?
Craig Hazel said that. It stuck out to me, that one.
I'm such a miserable fuck. Clearly, I was just annoyed at people doing things like, oh, I poured orange juice on my cereal. I'm mental. And I was clearly just like, you're not mental. You're a dick. Just go away. And so I wrote that.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Okay, so I'll read out you both. So Craig wins. Congratulations, Craig.
Thanks, mate.
It was quite close, but we will do the last ones. Craig, who said this? Sometimes when you love something that much, it can blind you from the truth. Then a smiley face with sunglasses.
I mean that.
Sometimes when you love something that much, it can blind you from the truth. And then a smiley face with sunglasses.
I think that's probably Ashley Cole talking over his relationship with Cheryl Fernandez Vicini Cole Tweed, whatever her name is these days.
That is correct, yes. I don't know if that's what it was about. It was actually Cole that wrote that absolute fucking social media nonsense. and then just wrote all that and then put a little smiley face.
That's my worst kind of tweet, that. I hate that.
Oh, dickhead. And then
the next one better be a tweet from me.
Life is all about opportunities, guys. Please seize them. And
little smiley face with the wizard.
Move forward. little goblin emoji. Right, and then Ash, final one. Who tweeted this? Kit Kat Chunky Cookie Dough. Hashtag winning. Is that Craig Hazel, Craig Davis, or Craig David?
Sure, it wasn't me. I'm going to go Craig David again, because one of them has to be him.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct, it was. Kit Kat Chunky Cookie Dough. Hashtag winning.
There's not a person in the world.
So that was quite close to the end. That was 3-2 that ended.
I could have easily won that. I knew they were Craig.
Well, they're all Craig, mate. Yeah. That was the point of the quiz.
So, yeah. Oh, shit, I just got it.
Yeah, you got it. That was a good one.
I'm worried, Craig's Tom, because I know...
And Ashley.
Since the spoon tweet, I've tweeted... Yeah. That was a long time ago.
I had to do some serious scrolling.
Yeah, you must have gone back far.
Well, not... It was quite easy with Ash, because he's only tweeted about 200 times.
Yeah.
And Craig has tweeted... Craig tweets 200 times during The Apprentice, so...
When it's a lot more difficult.
After reading my 200 tweets of solid gold, how long did it take you to recover from the pure hilarity and insight?
Oh, it was, yeah. It was difficult.
I'm quite depressed. Yeah, hopefully. Of my 12,000 odd tweets, they're the three that stood out.
Yeah. You tweeted 12,000 times?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, it's bloody primary. Bloody primary.
Something like that.
But yeah, so there we go. Hopefully that I redeemed myself a little bit from the Who Wants to Be a Midfield Heir.
That was a good quiz.
Thanks very much.
You had
mate.
The answers, the questions.
Yes, I even had a tiebreaker.
What was the tiebreaker?
It was going to be how many followers on Twitter does Ashley Cole have?
Oh.
Go on then, Craig, you go first.
It's got to be in the millions. He's a famous old fella, isn't he? 3.2 million.
Okay, you're saying 3.2. What are you saying?
Higher.
Yeah. It was lower. It's actually 2.5.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
2.5 on the nose.
We Ashley didn't embarrass Cole. Ourselves, though. That's the main thing. We didn't embarrass ourselves.
That's good. That's good. So yeah.
Good quiz. Well done, Tom.
Thanks.
But yeah, so that's pretty much us. We talked some football in there, but normally at this point we apologise for the quiz, but we don't have to. So it's quite nice not to have to. So Tom it's continues nice, as quiz master, and I think he's becoming increasingly popular. I'm worried already about me having to do it next year again.
No, your quizzes were good. If people remember that far back,
I might just recycle some of them. Because I don't think people remember, so I might just recycle.
You only did what? Recycling, you only did one.
Fuck off. Yeah. I did loads. Yeah,
you did one. You did the YouTube one.
No, I did ones where there was Tom bombed on word association. That was fun. I did three or four. I rotated three or four.
You did one, and then you did one special one for Tom's wedding or something.
I don't know if this is quite true.
Instead of the best man speech, you just did the quiz.
So what happened was we're not arguing about how shit the quiz is. We're arguing about the quizzes from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Just to fill that gap.
Yeah,
that
really. Sorry. Right. Anyway, tweet us your teams. So tweet us your hashtag balls for any of your teams for this week. Who you've put in. Are you leaving Ibrahimovic out? Are you bringing in Costa? What are you doing? And we'll be keeping a close eye on the colour of Aguero. Basically, whether he goes yellow or not. But follow us at The Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com and tweet us your team. Screenshots of your teams, hashtag balls, for the coming game week. And hopefully you do better than I'm doing and you can get in above Tom and Ash, which most people are above us, aren't they? But yeah.
A couple of other bits. Vote for us at thefootballbloggingawards.co.uk and also tweet us and email us your questions for Dominic Monaghan, who's going to be on next week.
Yes, exactly.
Unless he's heard that I'm going to ask him about. I'm not actually going to ask him about Megan Fox.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
He'll try not to. But yeah, so
not on air anyway.
All that to look forward to. Yeah, please do vote for us. Please do follow us. And that's pretty much all we've got time for. So good luck in your game week. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
For a reading of The Famous Five on a Treasure Island. Chapter 1. A Great Surprise.
Mum, have you decided about our summer holidays yet?
Said Julian at the breakfast table.
Can we go ball safe as usual?
I'm afraid not,
said his mother.
The follow-up this year.
The three children at the breakfast table looked at one each other in great disappointment. They loved the house at Polsafe, and the beach was perfect for swimming.
Cheer up, said Dad. We'll find somewhere else just as good for you. But Mum and I won't be going with you this year. Did Mum tell you?
No,
said Anne, in surprise.
But you always come with us on our holidays.
Well, this time Dad and I plan to go to Scotland, said Mum.
Just the two of us. You're all old enough to look after yourselves now, and we thought you'd love the chance to have a holiday on your own. But now that you've got to go pole safe, I don't know what we'll send you. I don't know where we'll send you.
What about Quentin, said Dad, suddenly.
Quentin was his brother, the children's uncle. They had only seen him once and found him quite a bit scary. He was a very tall, frowning man, a clever scientist who spent all his time studying. He lived by the sea, but that was pretty much all the children knew about him. And that's it for this week's reading of The Famous Five.